Are you living your life with purpose? Like truly, intentionally living your life with purpose? You ever have a lazy Saturday? You wake up, could be you sleep in a little bit, you wake up, you make breakfast, whatever. If you have kids, you're probably not sleeping in. But let's say you have a lazy Saturday, right? You make breakfast, you watch a little TV, maybe you go play in the backyard or the front yard, make lunch, and then it's time for a movie, and then before you know it, it's bedtime, right? And the end of the day comes, and you're like, man, where did Saturday go? Lazy Saturday. We need those occasionally, right? We all need to recharge and rest. But are you waking up and going to sleep every single day like that? If you are, you got to fix it. Here's what I'll tell you, because it's what somebody told me. My wife, super smart lady. I made the comment, you know, hey, I'm doing the best I can with this dad thing. You know, my kids already have a lot more than I ever had. At least I'm here, right? And you know what? She called me out. So that's not enough. And she's right. She was right. She is right. It's true. You don't get to settle for good enough. You don't get to settle for, well, it's more than I had. You have to strive for doing the best you can. The absolute best. If you have kids, you've been blessed with an opportunity to impart part of who you are on the next generation. Now, this is going to happen regardless of how much effort you put in. If you don't do anything, that's what you're imparting. Nothing. If you put in the effort and strive to live every single day with purpose, to lead by example, to teach, to impart knowledge, to share wisdom, then maybe you can leave a positive impact. Because here's the deal. I mean, I get it. You didn't have a dad. Your dad wasn't the greatest. Your dad could have done more. Whatever it is, maybe you feel like, well, I'm here. We have a house. We have a home. I'm already doing way more than was done for me, and I figured it out. It's not enough. It's not enough. Life isn't some sitcom. It's not Boy Meets World, where at the end of the show, you're going to have a 5-minute recap of the moral, the value we learned. It's not like that. It's every single day. It's day in. It's day out. It's your example. You don't get to just sit back and throw out a dad joke or a parting thought, and then that's going to change your kid's life. It's every single day. They're watching us. They're learning from us. We got to set a good example. So what I challenge you to do is look at your life, specifically your life as a dad. What's one thing you can improve on? Can you give your kids more quality time? Can you go read a parenting book and cut down on some of the arguments you're having at bedtime? Can you get your kids involved in a sport that you guys get to go do on a Saturday afternoon? Do you find opportunities to surprise them and take them out for ice cream? Do you look for opportunities to involve them in what you're working on around the house? Give them a paintbrush and let them paint the wall with you. Won't hurt anything. Our kids need quality time. They need an example to live by. They need love and kindness. So look at your life and what you're doing as a dad and decide what aspect you decided is good enough and what you can do to make it better. Let's make it happen.